This is just an advertisement for this anthology, which was launched by David Maloof about a month ago. And David Maloof wrote on the back about these writings, which are like people like yourselves. He wrote, "A revelation of how minor moments of self-discovery can be important moments of empowerment and change, but most of all, of recovered faith in oneself and hope. This is education at its most convincing for the teacher as well as the student, but also for us who are invited here to share the achievements of both." So when David Maloof talks about minor moments of self-discovery that are important moments of empowerment of change, but most of all, of recovered faith in oneself and hope, that's exactly what... who's that?
Right.
Is he okay?
It's just the rails loose.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What this is saying is that the work that you're doing in this class, both in terms of understanding the literature and connecting with the ideas of these texts, and also writing your own responses to them, either creatively or critically, is really a way of tapping into something in yourself that empowers your own spirit, empowers your faith in yourself. It's really important to kind of recognize that that's what you're, the process that you're in at the moment. And I've spoken to a few of you about how this can really, you know, turn around and change your life in a positive direction. So really try and think about that in terms of your own writing. It's not just a task you're doing, but this is my opportunity to express myself. David Maloof really picked up on this. He's a poet and a novelist, and he read this anthology, and he talks about each one being in here, a recovered faith in oneself and hope. We need that so much. We all need that. We need faith in ourselves and hope in ourselves. And how can that come unless I allow my creative spirit to appear, either in writing about a story or writing my own story or my own poem, something like that? So it's really, really important. I was going to stand up and do this as a commercial. It's also a commercial. This is for sale for $25, but you guys have it for $10 if you want to. I'm not allowed to give it to you, because if I give it to you, it'll end up under your bed and you'll never see it again. But if you pay $10 for it, it'll be on your bedside for a few weeks and you'll be able to read it and connect some of the people you might even know there. I'm saying that because I don't want to have to bring this box every week. $10, if I'm going to bring it again next week, and then I'm not going to bring it anymore. So if you want a copy today, you can have it. If you want to...
Next week,
okay, that's it.
What's here?
Sorry?
What's here you've done?
I started in 2005.
So it's printed in 2000?
No, it was printed in 2016, and it was launched in 2017.
Do you think to make it second one?
We haven't thought about that. I'm 70 years old at the moment. I plan to teach Clemente for another 10 years. Might be coming in with my walking stick.
But it's good to make it another one.
It's good to make it another one.
Some people.
It is very good. It is very good.
Stories and poetry.
That's right. It's definitely a possibility.
Possibility.
Definitely a possibility, but no guarantee.
Depends on the book sales.
Neil, you're on the money. You should be a manager.
Give me 10 copies, I'll get
yes.
It'll sell out the big issue.
Yes, please.
If it had our poetry in there, then we'd pay $10 for it.
I wouldn't pay the much.
Yes. Thank you, Reba. Very good, thank you. Okay, let me read on. Because this story's got quite a few pages. And I tell you what, I'm going to read the whole story without stopping.
Good. Thanks. Yeah, sorry, let's go. Let's
water.
We've got to get to
everyday use. The key theme is everyday use.
And we also have to get to the loaded dog.
We're not going to get to the loaded dog today, I'm afraid.
Okay, it's already, I'll do the loaded dog myself.
You do it yourself. I'm sorry, we went over time.
That's okay.
We need a four-hour session, not a two-hour session.
Yeah.
I have this problem with my students at uni too, I tell you. There's a two-hour lecture and a one-hour tutorial. One-hour tutorial is where we you know, share and talk like this.
Yeah.
And the lecture, because I have, you know, 50 or 60 in the class, I've got to talk at them for 2 hours. I don't like talking at them. And then we have the hour tutorial. It's never enough time to discuss and deal with it. So yeah. In a way,
well, this, it's left unfinished.
This is always better. The 2 hours here, I much prefer it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Mama talking again. Top of page 45, just after that first paragraph. I never had an education myself. After second grade, the school was closed down. Don't ask me why. In 1927, coloured asked fewer questions than they do now. Sometimes Maggie reads to me. She stumbles along good-naturedly, but can't see well. She knows she's not bright. Like good looks and money, quickness passed her by. Quickness, intelligence. She will marry John Thomas, who has mossy teeth in an earnest face, and then I'll be free to sit here and I guess just sing church songs to myself, although I never was a good singer. Never could carry a tune. I was always better at a man's job. I used to love to milk till I was hooked in the side in 49. Cows are soothing and slow and don't bother you unless you try to milk them the wrong way. She obviously had an accident with a cow in 1949. I've deliberately turned my back on the house. It's 3 rooms, just like the one that burned, except the roof is tin. They don't make shingle roofs like the one that burnt. Sorry, they don't make shingle roofs anymore. There are no real windows, just some holes cut in the sides, like the portholes in a ship, but not round and not square, with rawhide holding the shutters up on the outside. This house is in a pasture too, like the other one. No doubt when Dee sees it, she'll want to tear it down. She hasn't seen the new house yet. She wrote me once that no matter where we choose to live, she will manage to come and see us, but she will never bring her friends. Maggie and I thought about this, and Maggie asked me, Mama, when did Dee ever have any friends? She had a few. Furtive boys in pink shirts hanging about on wash day after school. Nervous girls who never laughed. Impressed with her, they worshipped the well-turned phrase, the cute shape, the scalding humour that erupted like bubbles in lye. Lye is a kind of washing up water. She read to them. When she was courting Jimmy T, she didn't have much time to pay to us, but turned all her fault-finding power on him. He flew to marry a cheap city girl from a family of ignorant, flashy people. She hardly had time to recompose herself. When she comes, I will meet. But there they are! So suddenly, the story is turned into the immediate present because Dee has arrived. Everything up to now has been reflecting on what Dee's been like in the past and what the relationship, but now suddenly the events happen. There they are! Maggie attempts to make a dash for the house in her shuffling way. But I stay her with my hand. Come back here, I say. And she stops and tries to dig a well in the sand with her toe. That reminds me a little bit of Tim Winton's well in the sand with her toe. Remember that image? This image here is telling us something about Maggie trying to hide with a hole big enough for me to get into. It's hard to see them clearly through the strong sun, but even the first glimpse of leg out of the car tells me it is Dee. Her feet were always neat looking. With me on the same page, neat looking. As if God himself had shaped them with a certain style. From the other side of the car comes a short, stocky man. Hair is all over his head, a foot long and hanging from his chin like a kinky mule tail. I hear Maggie suck in her breath, is what it sounds like. Like when you see the wriggling end of a snake just in front of your foot on the road. D next. A dress down to the ground in this hot weather. A dress so loud it hurts my eyes. There are yellows and oranges enough to throw back the light of the sun. I feel my whole face warming from the heat waves it throws out. Earrings gold, too, and hanging down to her shoulders. Bracelets dangling and making noises when she moves her arm up to shake the folds of her dress out of her armpits. The dress is loose and flows, and as she walks closer, I like it. I hear Maggie go, again. It is her sister's hair. It stands straight up like the wool on a sheep. It is black as night, and around the edge are 2 long pigtails that rope about like small lizards disappearing behind her ears. Wasu so tieno, she says. Now that means, and I had to look it up, it means good morning in Ugandan. Good morning in Ugandan. Wasu so tieno, she says, coming on in that gliding way the dress makes her move. The short, stocky fellow with the hair to his navel is all grinning, and he follows up with, Assalamualaikum, my mother and sister. Assalamualaikum is peace in Arabic.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Peace. Al-Akbar. So anyway, you've got Ugandan, you've got Arabic here, you've got African American, all these things mixed up. Assalamualaikum, my mother and sister. He moves to hug Maggie, but she falls back, right up against the back of my chair. I feel her trembling there, and when I look up, I see the perspiration falling off her chin. Don't get up, says Dee. Since I am stout, it takes something of a push. You can see me trying to move a second or two before I make it. She turns, showing white heels through her sandals, and goes back to the car. Out she peeks, next with a Polaroid camera. She stoops down quickly and lines up picture after picture of me sitting there in front of the house with Maggie cowering behind me. She never takes a shot without making sure the house is included. When a cow comes nibbling around the edge of the yard, she snaps it and me and Maggie and the house. Then she puts the Polaroid in the back seat of the car and comes up and kisses me on the forehead. What's more important, the photograph or mama?
Photograph.
Meanwhile, Assalamualaikum, that's what he's now called, he's referred to him as Assalamualaikum, is going through motions with Maggie's hand. Maggie's hand is as limp as a fish and probably cold, despite the sweat, and she keeps trying to pull it back. It looks like Assalamualaikum wants to shake hands, but wants to do it fancy. Or maybe he don't know how people shake hands. Anyway, he soon gives up on Maggie. Well, I say, D. No, Mama, she says, not D. Wangaroo Liwanika Kamanjo. What happened to D? I wanted to know. She's dead, Wangaroo said. I couldn't bear it any longer, being named after the people who oppress me. So we're getting an idea here that D is wanting to reclaim her native African origins. You know as well as me you was named after your aunt Dicey, I said. Dicey is my sister. She named Dee. We called her Big Dee after Dee was born. But who was she named after, asked Wangaroo. I guess after Grandma Dee, I said. And who was she named after, asked Wangaroo. Her mother, I said, and saw Wangaroo was getting tired. That's about as far back as I can trace it, I said, though in fact I probably could have carried it back beyond the Civil War through the branches. Well, said Assalamualaikum, there you are. I heard Maggie say. There I was not, I said, before Dicey cropped up in our family, so why should I try to trace it that far back? He just stood there grinning, looking down on me like somebody inspecting a Model A car. Every once in a while, he and Wangaroo sent eye signals over my head. How do you pronounce this name, I asked. You don't have to call me by it if you don't want to, said Wangaroo. Why shouldn't I asked. If that's what you want us to call you, we'll call you. I know it might sound awkward at first, said Wangaroo. I'll get used to it, I said. Ream it out again. Well, soon we got the name out of the way. Assalamualaikum had a name twice as long and three times as hard. After I tripped over it two or three times, he told me just to call him Hakim Ababa. I wanted to ask him, was he a barber? But I didn't really think he was, so I didn't ask. You must belong to those beef cattle peoples down the road, I said. They said, Assalamualaikum, when they met you too, but they didn't shake hands. Always too busy, feeding the cattle, fixing the fences, putting up salt lick shelters, throwing down hay. When the white folks poisoned some of the herd, the men stayed up all night with rifles in their hands. I walked a mile and a half just to see the sight. Hakim Ababa said, I accept some of their doctrines, but farming and raising cattle is not my style. They didn't tell me, and I didn't ask whether Wangaroo Dee had really gone and married him. So the mother doesn't even know whether this guy is Dee's husband or just the boyfriend. And I'm picking up that Hakim Ababa is related to this Islamic family down the road that have got this cattle farm. That's how I'm seeing it.
That's what she thinks.
That's what she thinks. We sat down to eat, and right away he said he didn't eat collards and pork. Collards is cabbage, and pork was unclean. Wanjiru, though, went on through the chitlins and cornbread. Chitlins are pig's intestines. Went through the chitlins and cornbread, the greens and everything else. She talked a blue streak over the sweet potatoes. Everything delighted her. Even the fact that we still used benches her daddy made for the table when we couldn't afford to buy chairs. "Oh, Mama," she cried, then turned to Hakima Baba. "I never knew how lovely these benches are. You can feel the rump prints," she said, running her hands underneath her and along the bench. Then she gave a sigh and her hand closed over Grandma Dee's butter dish. "That's it," she said. "I knew there was something I wanted to ask you if I could have." She jumped up from the table and went over in the corner where the churn stood. The milk in it clabber by now, milk sour by now. She looked at the churn and looked at it. "This churn top is what I need," she said. "Didn't Uncle Buddy whittle it out of a tree you all used to have?" "Yes," I said. "Aha," she said happily. "And I want the dasher too. The dasher is a plunger that you use in a churn." "Uncle Buddy whittle that too?" asked the barber. Dee Wanjiru looked up at me. "Aunt Dee," we're on page 48, top of the page. "Uncle Buddy whittle that too, you got it?"
Sorry.
"Got it, Adelaide?"
Yes, sorry.
"Uncle Buddy whittle that too," asked the barber. Dee Wanjiru looked up at me. "Aunt Dee's first husband whittled the dash," said Maggie so low you almost couldn't hear her. "His name was Henry, but they called him Stash." "Maggie's brain is like an elephant's," Wanjiru said, laughing. "I can use the churn top as a centerpiece for the alcove table," she said, sliding a plate over the churn. "And I'll think of something artistic to do with the dasher." When she finished wrapping the dasher, the handle stuck out. I took it for a moment in my hands. You didn't even have to look close to see where hands pushing the dasher up and down to make butter had left a kind of sink in the wood. In fact, there were a lot of small sinks you could see where thumbs and fingers had sunk into the wood. It was beautiful, light yellow wood from a tree that grew in the yard where Big Dee and Stash had lived. After dinner, Dee Wanjiru went to the trunk at the foot of my bed and started rifling through it. Maggie hung back in the kitchen over the dishpan. Out came Wanjiru with two quilts. They had been pieced by Grandma Dee, and then Big Dee and me had hung them on the quilt frames on the front porch and quilted them. One was in the Lone Star pattern. That's the Lone Star pattern there.
Yes.
One was in the Lone Star pattern. The other was Walk Around the Mountain. That's Walk Around the Mountain pattern.
Oh.
In both of them were scraps of dresses Grandma Dee had worn 50 years and more ago. A bit like Arne Doe's painting, full of bits and pieces. Bits and pieces of Grandpa Jarrell's paisley shirts, and one teeny faded blue piece about the size of a penny matchbox that was from great-grandpa Ezra's uniform that he wore in the Civil War. "Mama," Wanjiru said, sweet as a bird, it sounds like my youngest daughter, "can I have those old quilts?" I heard something fall in the kitchen, and a minute later the kitchen door slammed. "Why don't you take one or two..." Who slammed the door?
Was it Maggie?
Yeah. "Why don't you take one or two of the others?" I asked. "These old things was just done by me and Big D from some tops your grandma pieced before she died." "No," said Wanjiru, "I don't want those. They're stitched around the borders by machine." "They'll make them last better," I said. "That's not the point," said Wanjiru. "These are all pieces of dresses Grandma used to wear. She did all this stitching by hand. Imagine!" She held the quilt securely in her arms, stroking them. "Some of the pieces, like those lavender ones, come from old clothes her mother handed down to her," I said, moving up to touch the quilts. Dee Wanjiru moved back just enough so that I couldn't reach the quilts. They already belonged to her. "Imagine," she breathed again, clutching them closely to her bosom. "The truth is," I said, "I promised to give them quilts to Maggie for when she marries John Thomas." She gasped like a bee had stung her. "Maggie can't appreciate these quilts," she said. "She'd probably be backward enough to put them to everyday use." This is where the title of the story comes into focus. The theme of this story comes into focus. She'd probably be backward enough to put them to everyday use. I reckon she would, I said. God knows I've been saving them for long enough without nobody using them. I hope she will. I didn't want to bring up how I had offered Dee Wanjiru a quilt when she went away to college. Then she had told me they were old-fashioned, out of style, then when she went to college. So you can see Dee's attitude. Something has changed in Dee's attitude since she went to college, and now that she's... Well, this is telling us a lot. This is telling us a lot about where Dee's at in her thinking and her attitude to both her mother and her sister. Well, let's keep going. But they're priceless, she was saying now furiously, for she has a temper. Maggie would put them on the bed and in 5 years they'd be in rags. Less than that. She can always make some more, I said. Maggie knows how to quilt. Dee Wanjiru looked at me with hatred. You just will not understand. The point is these quilts. Well, I said, stumped, what would you do with them? Hang them, she said, as if that was the only thing you could do with quilts. Maggie by now was standing in the door. I could almost hear the sound her feet made as they scraped over each other. She can have them, Mama, she said, like somebody used to never winning anything or having anything reserved for her. I can remember Grandma Dee without the quilts. I looked at her hard. She had filled her bottom lip with checkerberry snuff. Checkerberry is a kind of berry that they have in North America, and they make some snuff out of it that you put up your nose. She'd filled her bottom lip with checkerberry snuff, and it gave her face a kind of dopey hangdog look. It was Grandma Dee and Big Dee who taught her how to quilt herself. She stood there with her scarred hands hidden in the folds of her skirt. She looked at her sister with something like fear, but she wasn't mad at her. This was Maggie's portion. This was the way she knew God to work. Two very interesting sentences. This was Maggie's portion. This was the way she knew God to work. When I looked at her like that, when I looked at Maggie like that, Mama speaking, when I looked at her like that, something hit me in the top of my head and ran down to the soles of my feet. Really interesting description of some internal process taking place in
some
Mama.
Spirituality things happen.
Yep. Just like when I'm in church and the Spirit of God touches me and I get happy and shout. I did something I never had done before. Hugged Maggie to me. Then dragged her on into the room, snatched the quilts out of Miss Wangaroo's hands and dumped them into Maggie's lap. Maggie just sat there on my bed with her mouth open. Take one or two of the others, I said to Dee. But she turned without a word and went out to Hakima Baba. You just don't understand, she said as Maggie and I came out to the car. What don't I understand, I wanted to know. Your heritage, she said. And then she turned to Maggie, kissed her and said, you ought to try to make something of yourself too, Maggie. It's really a new day for us. But from the way you and Mama still live, you'd never know it. She put on some sunglasses that hid everything above the tip of her nose and her chin. Maggie smiled, maybe at the sunglasses, but a real smile, not scared. After we watched the car dust settle, I asked Maggie to bring me a dip of snuff. And then the two of us sat there just enjoying until it was time to go in the house and go to bed. So the question, the most immediate question that I've immediately got from this now. Pen stopped working. So that's a question. Your heritage. Who does understand it?
Maggie and Mama.
Doesn't Dee understand it?
Dee's put monetary... She's valued it now because of it. She knows it's worth money. You know, it's put a high value on it now.
And so what's the basis of Mama and Maggie's valuing of the heritage?
Through the history of learning how to do the quilt, the hand sewing, you know,
yep.
The actual making of things, the family line back, the clothes.
So
the tradition of quilting, so it was handed down, and because Dee was too busy off getting an education, the only thing that Maggie could do, because she was disabled, let's say she's disabled,
yep.
Was quilt. So she got taught how to quilt. So the heritage has been handed down to Maggie. So the quilts are Maggie's, they're not Dee's.
That's right.
Because Dee, you didn't want to take part of any of this. You didn't want to know us.
That's
right. You fought war idiots.
That's right.
And scum and black and horrible.
That's right.
And now you've realised, you've looked in the mirror, that you are black and you have been persecuted. You want to come home and try and say that this is all yours.
That's right.
Well, it's not.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. Well put. And why is the title of this story Everyday Use?
Well, the quilts can
hang on a second. Why is the story Everyday Use such a central idea that kind of divides Dee and Maggie? Because Dee is horrified at the fact that these quilts might be put to everyday use. Mama says that Maggie will put them to everyday use, and the title of the story is Everyday Use. Now, what does the meaning of the title Everyday Use have by the end of the story? What does it mean, Everyday Use? Colin?
I guess Everyday Use, because it's something that's meant to be used every day, rather than like symbolic of use.
And is something that's used every day destroying its heritage?
Well, no.
Yeah. Ronan, what do you think?
I think everyday use is just maybe the everyday like involvement of Maggie with the family, like having to be there and having to quilt and stuff like that.
Is that what you were saying, Colin?
I was talking about the blanket.
About the blanket. You were talking about the way that the blanket represented something in their life.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Their heritage.
Good. What do you think, Scott, about this? Have you got a thought on it?
Yeah, I think everybody needs to find out what I think.
Yeah, tell us.
I think it's very, very boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Ah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what? Tell us what is boring about it.
So I don't have family. I don't have any of this sort of stuff.
You don't relate to it. Well, that's interesting. So it's not a question of the story being boring, but it's the fact that you don't connect with the actual events.
Yes, yes.
That's important to say. There's a big difference. For instance, last week you were telling me about... Who's the poet?
Charles Bukowski.
Sorry, who is it?
Charles Bukowski.
Charles Bukowski. And you were telling me you had a great resonance to him. Now, what was it about him that you found really caught your attention and your interest?
Yep. So I've got an opportunity to, he's got a different attitude to what I'm in the process of change.
Yeah.
And this is inspiring. His attitudes relate to mine.
So you found a mirror of your own attitudes in his work. That's really important. It's great that you've got that. Everybody relates to stories and literature from different points of view. And of course, our own present experience affects the way we read something.
Was Charles Bukowski the... Mickey Rourke played him in Barfly?
I don't know, actually. I only just found him and I don't...
Was he a drunk and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Barfly.
Part of
Mickey Rourke played him in Barfly.
He did.
He was always fighting in bars and stuff. Mm. I think I've got the right one. I may be wrong.
Yeah. Do you know something about it, Neil?
I know that Charles Bukowski, he came through his own battles in life.
Yep.
And he too found himself with nothing and absolutely nothing at all. And the only thing he could do was he'd express himself by writing stuff down on a piece of paper, but he was too scared to send it.
But eventually it got out.
Well, he kept it.
He kept it.
And then when he found himself with nothing, he was left with that box of years and years and years of stuff that he'd written down.
Yeah.
And he's opened it and he's read it and he's gone, this is me.
That's right. And somebody's published it.
You know what?
Well, he's obviously gone through recovery, and he's found the right people, and doors have opened for him.
Yeah, that's right.
And now he's a renowned
author.
Author.
Joshua, do you want to add something to that?
Yeah. Just about the heading, everyday use.
Yep.
What I thought of it is that I think it's just like saying it's all about family issues.
All about.
And cultural differences.
Yep.
So my understanding is that it's saying is like everyday family issues, which is everyday use.
That's
and also
right.
everyday cultural significance and also cultural diversity and cultural contact.
Yeah.
So you, contact.
Good. So you're reading the title Everyday Use even more broadly, like
Altruistically. Is that wrong?
Yeah, no, I don't understand it. I don't understand what you mean by altruistically in that context.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Altruistic is when you do something without wanting to get paid for it.
Oh, sorry, I'll use the wrong word then.
Sorry? Something for nothing.
Cultural collision and thinking of is cultural.
Yeah. Yeah, Colin, behind the wall.
Like the everyday use is like how Dave's education is kind of like, you know, she can use it every day, but it's kind of like, you know, useful to like a fault.
It's a what?
It's kind of useful to a fault.
Useful to a fault. I don't understand what
that
means.
She has no like heritage with her family anymore.
That's right. Or she values it for its, I think we come back to Adelaide's point, she values it for the material, for the materiality of it. For the fact that she can show off something about her roots to her new, you know, enlightened, liberated black
people. Yeah, but on a wall. They're not meant to be, you know, they're meant to be used.
Yeah.
And thing comfort to people, you know, and warmth.
Did you want to add something, Scott?
My grandmother quilts and all of her quilts aren't on beds. All of her quilts are folded up and they are put in a thing. And it's a thing that the girls do. They knit and do
clothes. That's good. And that's part of their tradition. Yes, Colin?
But like with her name changing to like something like African.
That's right.
The quilt wasn't from Africa. It's from America.
From America. That's interesting. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
But the African prints, the African styles, it's a... There's the Lone Star.
Yeah.
If you Google the Lone Star and find out the Lone Star is.
Yeah.
It's the Northern Star.
Yeah.
It's the biggest star in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's a guiding star.
Yeah.
The Africans used to navigate by it.
Yeah.
When they were.
How do you know all this stuff?
Oh, because you Google the stuff.
Okay.
and walking around the mountain is also like that. You got the peak of the mountain, which is that Pacific colour because it's snow capped. And then you've got trees and you've got rocks and you've got pathways that go
around. He's amazing, this guy, isn't he?
And also they have beautiful prints in Africa.
They
African prints were symbolic, the same as an Aboriginal painting.
That's right. Yep. Scott, did you want to add something at this point?
No, you helped me get back into the conversation.
Yep. Good, Josh.
Also, like, because sometimes the relationship isn't connected... You know, the relationship is not attached.
Whose relationship is not attached?
The relationship between the mother and the daughter.
And
the,
right?
And D.
Yeah.
Yeah, the relationship's not connected, which is similar to right at the end when they're talking about the fabric of the quilt.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes how the parts of the fabric are not connected either.
Yeah.
And that's going to everyday use of the fabric towards the family as well.
So you're seeing a kind of a symbolic relationship between the structure of the fabric and the family. It's interesting. Yeah, good. Yes, Ray.
And I also find that all, if you look at the whole story, so daughter come, jump, kiss her mom on the forehead.
Yeah.
And make it this big drama about drug, and it looks like she care more about drug than her mom and sister. And she talk about heritage. But her mom, her heritage, it's her blood.
That's
and
right.
Don't care about that.
That's exactly
and make
right.
And drug, the big drama about
that's
this
right, that's right.
Useless piece of... Which is anyway, 10 years it will be right.
That's right.
And put it on the wall or use it, it will be right.
I think you're on the money there, that Dee, when she comes in, the first thing she wants to do is just have sort of scenic photographs of mother next to the house and the cow. The next thing she wants to do is she wants to take
the photos and the quilts.
Yeah.
to sell to make money and and create her new name. Like, this is me, this is where I come from.
And she wants the butter churns as well. In fact, everything she touches, she wants to take home with her.
But she wants to show to her society friend, you know, these upper class people.
That's right. Something about her authentic origins.
Another thing on the lunch star, the blue and the yellow and the red and the white, it's actually about the start of creation.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
The Big Bang, you know?
Okay.
Creation,
yep.
Well, to say, sorry.
Scott, go on.
Say that Warren Richard is at each angle that is looked at is just as important as each other.
That's right.
Rather than one being the right way to think.
That's very right. That's very true. Every angle in this story takes us back to what we said at the start. You could write this story from everybody's perspective, and everybody's perspective would have its own truth attached to it.
And we're
seeing it from the mother's point of view. So we're swinging everything against Dee in a way. But if you look at it from Dee's point of view, well, I know we can't redeem her because the mother's point of view is very strong. But I think Scott's on the money there. That there's certainly many different ways of looking at the truth of all this. I think we have to stop there now because it's 5:05. Yeah, go on, Josh. One last comment.
Do you know how cave paintings tell the story?
Yep.
Tell the story about a lie. I think that's what those two. Fabrics are telling those two fabrics is telling a story about that particular story about, you know, about this one, which is possibly based on her story.
Yeah.
You know, when she was a lot younger.
It could do. That's right.
Mum herself. Maybe she's a mum herself.
Yep.
Everyday use. A small little piece of fabric was from their great great grandfather who was in the Civil War.
That's right.
It's only a little piece of fabric, no bigger than a matchbox.
That's right.
It's useless to anybody, but no, it's symbolic and it's everyday use.
That's right, exactly.
It's remembrance, they can remember.
That's right. So you've got blog topics here. Write a descriptive contrast of two very contrasting people in your own family. Explain why you think Dee or Mama value their heritage the most. That's two questions there. There's also some questions on the Henry Lawson story, which we didn't get to. But if you want to have a look at the poem by Henry Lawson called Sweeney, which is about a down and out in Sydney, a drunkard that Henry Lawson felt a great deal of affection for, or if you want to look at the Loaded Dog story, which is a pretty straightforward story, you can, if you wish, do either of these questions. These questions are up on my blog as well at the moment, so you can read them there. Write a few stanzas that imitate Henry Lawson's style of writing. Choose as a focus someone you know from your own life as subject. Or in a short paragraph, tell the story of the loaded dog. Why is the dog loaded? So if you've done that story, you can do that.
Vernacular.
What's
your name?
Okay, vernacular means
local language.
Local language. So we've finished prose, except we haven't finished prose because we're moving into prose for the next 3 weeks when we look at David Malouf. So the biggest job ahead of you is to actually start working with that novel. Do these blogs for this week. Don't spend hours on it, but do a blog on one of these stories.
Henry Lawson and the other one?
And Alice Walker, those two. Henry Lawson and Alice Walker. Yeah.
Do a blog on both?
No, just on one. Just on one.
Either one.
I mean, if you want to do more, that's fine. If you've got time, you can do as much as you like as far as I'm concerned. You can do as much. You can write a novel as far as I'm concerned. Some of you have got so much time on your hands. Write the novel that's going to turn you into a bestseller overnight. Do it.
We're lucky with time.
You are lucky with time. You are, absolutely. Yeah. You are not time poor.
Yeah, because a lot of people have got, you know, lots of money and they've got...
No time at all.
That's right.
So I'm here now to help. I'm going to help Scott with the computer. I'm going to help Patricia with the computer. Rain with the computer, yes.
Plenty of time.
Great. Thank you guys for a lovely session this afternoon. Yeah, it was great.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ray.
Yes, Josh.
I didn't know you were 70 years old.
I am 70 years old.
I look so young.
Thank you.
You don't look 70.
That's good. Maybe I can work till I'm 80.
You know, my grandfather just turned 80.
Maybe it's going to be lawyer. You might have to.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes, he's 80.
Yeah,
he's 10 years older.
10 years older.
Yeah, exactly.
And does he look 10 years older, or does he look younger than me?
He looks the same.
The same.
He looks the same, and he doesn't even look like 80.
Quickly have a fag, and I'll see you at the computer, Scott. Yeah.
I think producer needs what we need.
I'm going to help her set up a lot. That's going to do that, yeah. Definitely.
And Rema, if you need a hand, I'll show you how you've got to approve. Remember I was trying to show you last week? Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And
Yvette, you need to know how to approve your comments as well. These topics are all on my blog. You can find them on my blog.
And you can go back to last week's.
You can, yeah, absolutely. This is on my blog.
Oh, it's not here.
No, it's on my blog. It's there and it's on my blog.
No, Henry knows it.
Oh, it's in here, yeah.
You see?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely there. There's two of them. There's... There's Henry Lawson's this poem, Sweeney. That's that, but there's another story here. And the story, Henry Lawson, The Loaded Dog. So that one there and this one here.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
I'll read the Henry Lawson.
Okay. So when you're going home, are you? You're not staying for Learning Partners?
I'm not staying for Learning Partners, yeah.
So you're going to do your blog?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I've been reading here for 5 minutes.
Hiya.
Value, yeah.
Really link to me that if it's really understandable.
Oh, if it's understandable. Well, why don't you have a look now? Have a look. Why don't you look at it for the next half an hour? Does that help or not?
It's probably a little difficult
to judge that quickly.
Yeah, so I'd rather better get the idea.
Would you like to borrow this until next week and then give it back to me? I'll let you do
because,
that.
Because I should just either buy.
No, you can look at it. You can
the
tell
reason
me.
Is simply because at the moment, I try not to read too much books.
Okay, fair enough.
Really, yeah. So
you don't want to confuse your mind with too much.
Yeah,
content.
I mean, he's already quite overloaded.
Yeah. I understand.
So, but since these the writings of
the people in the group,
it's from the past, right?
From the past.
So I want to see. Like if there's somehow I can glance a bit of those developing moment over these writings.
Yeah.
So as long as I can see that, I think it is valuable enough. For
well, it's when you say developing moment, it's from students each year, 2005, 2006, but it's been put in thematic order, themes, like people who've had a breakthrough or people who. Fighting difficulty, or so there's themes in there. Like at the beginning, it's got it set out in where is it? The space around me, how I got here, shaping experience, struggling, who we are, thinking, going forward, spirituality, learning, hope. These are the categories.
Is it all one person?
No, this is all different people.
Yeah, and mostly they are shorter, right?
Mostly they're shorter. They're poems or short stories, yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think I would read it soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably after finish this.
After the course.
Yeah, because it's too much of it.
So, that's right. Well, maybe it's not for you then.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually my question. If
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Because I find out that this... The David Maloff's book might kept me busy for a year.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
were you able to find an audio version?
I mean, apart from the
library,
I couldn't get any.
No.
So, but the, otherwise, I would buy.
Yeah.
So, my conclusion is simply is because either way, I have to find out translation and definition form in Korean or sort of an easier meaning.
That's right.
So which means I would be just staying here somewhere without really understanding.
So
I, like I told you, I scanned a bit. And then take them the text out.
Translate.
And I made it in like a PDF form.
Yep.
And now I'm in. I mean, the moment that I try to put some translate.
Yeah, and how's that working?
It's not easy, but
not easy.
At least it makes me a little bit more understanding. Especially, I didn't know that there's so many onophonia. Is it? The sounds of the
language. Sounds of the words.
Yeah. Or a lot. So that's what interesting. If I didn't have this moment, I wouldn't really see those words. So
I think stick with remembering Babylon. Focus on that. Don't worry about this.
Yeah, I think it's a little too much.
It is. That's right.
All right.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Okay. So are you going to come, Patricia?
That's nice.
Yeah. Come and let's go and set up your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
So Ray got it. I have been told that I have to watch you because I did it wrong.
You did it wrong. What did you do wrong?
I did what you did the week before, but it didn't show up.
Okay.
So
SOS. SOS.
Okay. All right.
So
this is a book.
That's what he wrote last week.
Last week. And this one, it's, this is one. Positive WordPress. So how
do we get,
WordPress here?
No, this is not WordPress. We don't want it here. This is in the ACU. We don't. This is nothing to do with WordPress.
All right. So WordPress is here. So this is the post. It's
okay,
my post.
So how do we get into Leo?
Why do you want to get into Leo?
Because he. We have to post this.
Because you say you don't have it. So I post.
I don't have what?
No, I publish it here on the WordPress. But you say you.
Let me get my laptop and we'll hang on. I'll bring my laptop here. Okay.
But I said to Patricia, it would be okay to sit in the lecture still.
You can sit in the lecture.
Right.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you can also do a blog.
Okay.
You won't get any marks for it, but you can do it for practicing, and I'm happy to look at it.
That's good.
Okay.
That'd be lovely.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll stay here and I'll get you,
all
but
right.
I'm just helping another
Thank
person
you.
Here at the moment.
Interesting.
So we don't need
Leah's. We don't need
Leah. So he's written it up in his blog, but you didn't get it.
Let's have a look.
So that's what we
did. All will be revealed. All will be solved, I should say.
Solved.
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 Not solved.
Solved. Solved. That's
right.
So once
and you can come in next time, Patricia, and you'll be well prepared next time we run the course.
Yeah.
So stay in it now and
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So once I publish, six days. They don't say date, but they say six days ago.
Right. So let me just make sure I'm on online here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on there now. So give me your URL.
Okay.
URL. URL.
So this is URL. That's good.
No, that's not your URL.
Oh, not your URL.
No, that's not your URL.
Oh, all right. What's your URL?
Okay. My site. My site. Ray, your URL is
this one.
So it's actually raymorganblog.wordpress.com. Yeah. So I'm going to go in here. HTTPS. Ray Morgan blog dot wordpress dot com.
All right.
WordPress.com, so that's got it now.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go.
Mention.
So that's what I get.
All right. So
now hang on a second, I get that. So let's have a look and see what I've got in here.
No.
We've got Ray Morgan Lives in Peace, Uni Education.
No,
I actually read this and put comments on this last night.
Yeah, I read your comments.
Oh, so we have got it.
Yeah, but for some reason. All right, so this is another question. PM. It's here.
It's here.
New original PM. Yeah, and it's here.
It's here.
How you missed?
My fault.
Oh, it's your fault.
My fault. I didn't look down far enough.
Ah, you look in the field because.
Yeah, I looked at the top and I didn't realize you'd done so much.
I published three poems and then this piece.
You're too fast for me.
Because this one was a Wednesday.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, no, it's all good. Let me read it right now.
It's true.
I found the image of Kate Chopin with the company of the crows, the story of an era trip, and my own ex-wife when I first met her. Chopin's story made me imagine it was about my wife and I 10 years after we married. I used to work on the trains, was doing 10-hour night shifts. I think the time to work for my home and wife. That's actually just what I'm going to do up here. I'm going to go in here and leave a comment.
Oh.
What the way I do this, I come look here. Where is it?
Yeah, he was pretty happy with it. You've not taken it.
Yeah, my blogs are going okay. It's just coming down to grammar, full stops.
We're okay. We're done.
So what do we do though?
No, it's my mistake.
Oh,
it's my mistake. I didn't look down far enough. I just looked at his top most recent. I didn't realize he had four blogs in one go.
Yeah, not one day, just during the week.
Okay, good. So we don't have to do anything other than publish on the WordPress.
No, that's right.
Oh, beautiful.
I used to work on the train, I was doing long time. And then I put comma, a lengthy time to be away from my home and wife. So it's not two separate sentences there, okay?
Yep.
I keep reading up here. Trains do have accidents. There would have been many times my wife was afraid that I would not come home after work. What a surprise to come home on a good Friday after a long work shift, looking forward to having a hearty meal and a warm bed with my beloved. Our eyes recognized each other. She had a look of terror on her face and then suddenly gulped there and collapsed in front of me. She was gone. Did this actually happen?
Just imagine story.
This is an imagined story.
Yeah.
She was gone. Thanks to Miss Chopin, I now have some idea what might happen before my arrival. I imagine my dear wife dancing behind closed doors, singing the famous Uriah Heep hit.
You probably remember
that. Yeah, I do remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's lovely. That's lovely. Okay. And with your poem, I made a couple of corrections in there as well.
Right. Yeah,
you saw those, so you can make those changes. Okay. Fantastic. Good.
Can you change a short one? Just
which one?
Very short one. If you go on
that. Before? This way or that way?
No, I think this way. No, it was in the beginning somewhere.
Okay, actually, I think I have to go back out of this comment mode.
Yes, this one.
Okay.
So then I'll get his explanation on it.
I mean,
his explanation.
Interesting. Sitting nearby eating hot meat pie, regret not giving her present big black eye.
So sorry.
A true story.
True story.
Why did you want to give her a big black eye?
Just for talking holy crap.
For talking holy crap, okay.
Yeah. Because she was drunk and angry. I don't like drunk and angry.
Yeah.
I don't like bullies.
Yeah.
I don't like racist. I don't
That's
like loud
right.
people.
Right.
And I don't
right.
like drunks.
Right.
So I was keeping calm.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But regret, I should stop here.
Yeah.
So it's a joke given now, but I should stop here.
That's right. Okay. Excellent.
So question, I've got probably 200 poems, but you don't want...
No, what new stuff?
You don't want three day or whatever.
No, that's
just only you related to...
That's right, what we're doing
And
now.
You just want, like, understand, because I have a question. Do you sleep with all these comments and students?
Not enough sleep. My wife tells me I've got to get more sleep.
Exactly.
At work today.
That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what you're doing with all the students.
I've been teaching
and the comments to everything that is. So you can be happy just one.
I can
one
be very, very happy.
Respect. No more.
Thank
no
you,
more
right.
three or
That's
four.
Right.
Just one class.
That's
one,
great.
One.
Okay, lovely, beautiful. Thank you, Ray. Patricia. Okay, so has Rosanna set you up already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she has.
It's all done. Yeah.
It's all done. Fantastic. So now what you have to do? If you go, I'm going to create a new tab here. A new tab. Where do I write a new tab here? Okay. I put the address in. I don't understand the squares here. Here. Now, my blog site is...
MacIver's took me in. If you get a once I've read the book, what influenced it?
That's my blog site, michaelgriffith1.com. https://.
Excluding the MacIver.
So if you go into that, that's what happens.
As an outsider, it's received by the rest of the local community.
So here's my blog site, and in my blog site there's this category, this course we're doing here is Exploring Literature Clemente, right? So these are the topics we've covered in the last few weeks, and you can read more about them, and in most of them you can actually listen to the talk as well. So if you want to, you know, if you've got time, then you can, down here, for instance, you can click on here and listen to the talk.
Okay.
All right? But for this week, we're up to what you were just sitting in now. We were talking about Alice Walker and Henry Lawson. And you were sitting in on this story here, and here are your topics. Write a descriptive contrast of two contrasting people in your own family. Explain why you think Dee or Mama value their heritage the most. So if we copy that there, copy it, copy.
and go back to your blog, which is your blog now. I don't know if your blog's still there. We lost it.
So it starts with this passage and just this passage is from the last page and half of the book.
We lost your blog. Maybe we've lost your blog. Anyway, let's...
Isn't this it?
Is that it? No, that's my blog. So, have you got your URL? What is it?
Nina blog.
You type it in. HTTPS. First blog post. Okay, now where's your...
If you were to say it...
Click or edit, delete, or start a new or new post. Click edit.
Oh, right.
Edit, edit down here. Edit down here.
Yeah.
Down here, see, edit.
It's kind of that kind of situation.
Edit.
Now, and what else did you do in class today?
We talked about...
That's not the way to go.
It's Alice Walker and their story, Everyday Use, which is...
As if it's gone.
Yes. And it's about...
Just thinking, here we go.
Family. Oh. Their first house was
disappeared again.
And...
Okay. We got to here. And
the house was burned down. Now, it's
let's add a post. Let's go add a post here.
But at times, the characters.
Did you see how you added a post there?
Mm-hmm.
Just taking its time. It should allow us a space here to write. Here we go.
Maggie,
but
the
I've got the information.
Yes. So,
I'll do it on my phone.
Yeah.
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 So, barbarians, really.
In the fire.
They're around at the moment. Yeah.
We can paste here what we just copied from my site.
I'm just
going
to
chill for a while. So, Maggie became the same because of the fire.
Because I'm sure that there'll be other...
Okay, so this is the questions from my blog. So, you're going to choose one of these and give it a title. Call it whatever you like. You can give it whatever title you want, and you can write here your answer, and when you're finished you publish it.
Okay.
And
Dee went on to get an education and she'd always come home and
I need your blog address. So
the older sister was always trying to treat them like they're idiots.
Oh,
Dee was coming to visit, and she came with a fellow, someone like that, that's what the sister's name was. It's just saying hello.
Except it's
reminding me. Dee wanted these quilts. She went into the bedroom, first she went into the kitchen. She wanted the best.
So can you tell it me again, Patricia, please?
Nina.
So now her name's not Dee, it's Lagana. She's called herself some African
tribe. Nina.
She's found her culture.
548.
Okay. That's it. .wordpress.com. And I'll put your name on the list so that everybody can see. Let me just try it, see if it's working.
And
it was
the first
she
wanted the butter
chin. And then I wanted to use it. Where's my phone
gone? She said, Mum, I can't have it. She's expressing a lot. Yeah, okay, there's a lot of work that's gone into it, but she's doing it on a monetary value, you know? And she said, no, I've promised that to Maggie.
There it is, I've got it. So it is. You haven't published anything there yet, but as soon as you finish that, you publish.
Okay.
All right, so you can stay here now if you like and do it.
Oh, well, I have to think.
You have to think, yeah. Anyway, you know how to get in now. Sorry, it's fine here. Hello?
They're quilts, they're quilts.
Yep.
And Maggie's been disabled and stayed at home.
Yeah, good, thank you. Yep.
She's been shown by her mama and Big D, which is grandma.
Yeah, good.
To have a quilt.
I haven't been home yet. I'm still at work, so I won't be home until 7 o'clock tonight. But I'll ring my wife and just check to see if she can...
She put her sister down.
Yeah. I will, I will.
Well, she stormed up, put her sonny's off, and, you know, Mum snatched the cords out of the
DCS. We'll make it directly into your account. So if you can send me your... Have we got your BSBN account number? Have we got all that? I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't remember.
What's the blog called again? WordPress.
The first paper that we've got. It's on there, is it? Okay. Okay. Anyway, when I get home, I'll have a look, and if I've got a problem, I'll ring you in the morning.
Make me smile. But it was a real smile.
Yeah, lovely. Smile, okay.
And then,
okay. Bye.
About everyday use.
So all good?
Yes, to log out. How do we log out?
To log out.
No.
How do you log out of your WordPress? You go over here. Where is it?
Okay, go to files. Oh, site.
It's down
my
here.
Site.
I've read
it. I'll read it again and
log out.
Yeah.
Or it's over here.
I'm doing it straight after class. I'm trying to get it done.
Log out. Sign out.
That was giant dress.
That's not you, is it?
If I could read, I could do all this stuff. I need to think about what I'm going to
write. The best thing to do is shut down.
Do you want
to shut down?
Shut down the computer?
Yeah. Do you know how to shut down? You do it.
Okay. Log off.
Log off, yeah. That's fine, Patricia. See you next week.
That's a good sign.
Scott's there.
Scott.
Oh. Okay, that's Scott.
Oh, that's him. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. With a learning partner. Scott can't. Are you kidding? Are you two guys okay here?
No, well, with the Henry Lawson,
yeah.
I want to look at that one, but the questions that I have to...
use,
yeah,
they're on my blog.
All right, so
my blog, go to get a new tab and go into michaelgriffith1.com.
So that's all we do.
That's all you do? I think it's going to come up probably.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, down here it is. That's it. Click on there. And go into the site.
All right. So last week,
and the Alex Walker blog topics here.
Try and write in the style of
Henry Lawson, so you can copy those.
Try and write in the style of Tim.
Well, I can take these home. I can get it on my phone.
Yeah. You can copy those into your blog. There, you can just copy them in there now.
Edited. Okay. I've done that today. Because I read Michael's...
This is where I get a little bit lost, believe
me. Paste.
Michelle, there it is there.
Emily,
this is in my blog.
Now this is in your blog.
WordPress.
And now if you publish that now, you can go back and edit that later. If you publish that, publish immediately.
He's not coming, is he?
So I haven't got a title on it, but
it's already been
still
done.
Published. So you go into your site now.
Yeah, no, but Tim Winton doesn't do that.
Oh, all right.
And check your posts.
Yeah, that's why I tried to do it in this.
Is this your blog? Is this your site? This is Ronan's. You're in Ronan's site.
No, we weren't before. You're in mine.
You are right
here.
There should be
a question. Is my site still on there, is it?
Yeah, it is. We're typing into your site. I'm sorry, I've just posted a...
All right.
We had mine up, though.
Yeah, we did.
Just posted something into my site.
I've just posted something into your site, which you can trash.
Their father was...
It's just the homework.
It's just the questions. It's just the questions.
Michelle knew that her father had issues that young girls shouldn't know about.
The girl's mother had no problem stating the blooming obvious when it came to the girl's
defects. Is this your site here or not?
Sure, that wasn't there before, that comment wasn't there, so he asked me, maybe just log off then and re-log on to, because it's possessive, we had Charles Bukowski up from last week, okay.
So you had it up to meet that
defects, the girl's father's defects, apostrophes.
I'll let you deal with it because I'm just confusing things, I think. Just
what I'd like to do is just take it home and write it on paper, and then if I can figure out how to do it, then
I'd like you to feel confident that you can do it now while I'm here and your learning partner's here. So why don't you get it up on the site now? Get your site up.
Also had problems with whilst Emily continued waiting, watching her snow-white legs turn red like beetroot. I had to put a full stop there, where I didn't have one before. She loved her dad and thought the sun shone from his eyes. He could do no wrong in her eyes. Michelle paced back and forth in rhythm with her own shadow, trying and watching to make herself bigger, taller. It gave her the strength to hold back her tears. What are you doing, Michelle? It's not coming easy. Emily,
Michael,
yeah.
If I did now loaded dog and do block and loaded dog.
Beautiful.
Today.
That's good. Nice. Yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
One win.
Okay.
So what we need to do is we need to sign out of this and then sign on onto yours. So I think
yeah, that's good. Sign out over here.
See this one, so yeah. Sign out.
Because I've used the word obscenities, like state. It's almost so, like a.
And then you're going to click on sign in.
It's punctual.
That's it. You got it.
So you have to. Have
and then you put yours and then your password.
So this is the account that we created last week, isn't it?
It should be in there.
She said, "Fuck you, Michelle. You always make it."
I get back in 5 minutes.
All right.
See how you go. Got a few things that are alive for him, and I'm just hoping that.
Well, the book, Remembering Babylon, has he told you?
No,
his
he hasn't.
His family grew up around Babylon.
You're kidding.
I'm really interested in this book.
Oh, that's great.
And he says, I think I'll be able to read it because his family comes from up there, and they were on a farm, and they were in.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
So he said, my family could have been this family.
That's right. That's brilliant. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and he's coming.
Yeah, yeah, I get that picture, yeah. But Ronan's another interesting one.
Mm.
He's got a lot of baggage that he's carrying. He's been in jail and doesn't feel he can get anywhere, and doesn't really tell me that his father came and took him out this weekend and they went out to restaurants and the gallery, and then he's back in his old digs, and it's just depressing. And
yeah, it reminds me of the guy who died. The old guy.
used to write 2,000 word essays for every block.
That's right.
He died, and he was the same. His family came from that North Shore.
Yeah, right.
And he says, and they do the right thing. They ask me to come along.
Yeah.
And he forces me, and I have to come home. And but they're my family, you know.
That's
so
right.
It's an interesting
scenario. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I just started writing these things into story.
Yep.
Just briefly, and then when you want to, I'm about to go on to this book now.
No, okay. It's just a form that we're going to start reading.
Okay.
That's good.
Read what I've got so far. I think it's 15 Winsbury.
I'm not going to read it now. No, I can't read it now. Sorry, I've got two people out there who want me. I'm also going to get home for a dinner appointment at 7:30. So, I'll certainly read it, but not now.
Did you want one?
Yes, please. Sorry, so I won't do the
reading.
That's mine, yeah. Yeah.
Thank we don't you. Want to take that from
no,
you.
No, you don't.
Did you want one of those?
Yeah, sure.
I'll take those books.
Take those books for one more week, and next week I'm going to take them back to... Catherine.
Yeah.
So how are we going now?
Yeah, well, we can get onto WordPress now.
Fantastic. I've gone there, started a blog and you'll carry on.
Okay, that's great. Did you find the old bit you started last week? That's also there.
Yes.
So, okay, the first step is going to WordPress, then look for the sign in logo, which is on the right hand side, and then you simply sign in. I'll tell you what we'll do is let's. How do we get out of here again?
You've updated. I think it's up here, one of these ones up here.
No one there.
So they must be the two comments. I thought,
there's only been two people commenting on it. So.
All right. Now, have you got one to do this week? Let's see.
Yes, thank we you. Do have one to do this week. This week we have to do over.
Okay, you want to go. There you go. Right. So you're going to the sign up site. I just want to see if it'll do it for us now.
I can play with this now. Maybe even be able to do it on my phone tonight.
Bit difficult on your phone. Not quite so easy.
Facebook on it.
Do you have the list of everyone's sites?
Okay. They're all in Leo.
So what we'll do is when you come to WordPress, it'll be
I should post them. The only problem about posting them on WordPress is that everybody can then access them, but that's not a problem really.
Yeah.
Not a problem really. I mean, yeah. So.
So if you go into Leo.
You can go into Leo. You can go into Leo now, and you can copy it and paste it into your site, and then you've got them all. But I think I'll do that and put them on my site. In fact, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
I'll do it right now.
So you have to comment on other people's peer reviews.
On other people.
You have to do a peer review on other people.
Peer review on other people's, yeah.
So you're supposed to have 6 of them.
Henry
Lawson's
style of
writing. And if they're all bunched up, then they don't get marked.
That's right.
Well, what week are we in now? We're doing week
4.
Week 4, so you'll need to do...
What's this?
Just picking copies of the essay questions.
Oh, you're beautiful. I was going to ask you to do that, and you beat me to it.
I was starting to get a bit of a sense of being in uni, and then we got interrupted, but there's a story about his wife.
Right.
He's a bit scary, and she developed depression.
Okay.
He's here. So I don't know what the end of that is. Not that I need to know, but
he's an intelligent man, I know that.
Yes, and he's trying to, immerse himself in a complete culture. He was involved in real estate sales.
In what?
Real estate.
Oh, right, okay.
Sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
but I can't believe how fluent he is when he speaks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite amazing. Is that normal with Koreans?
Not that I know of.
Well, no, it's quite, I said to him, I said, your pronunciation is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's in that stage three, like sometimes he can speak straight out of the English, and then he's translating, so that crossover.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's
doing the best.
I'm just going to talk to Scott. I just heard from Rosanna that you grew up in the area around Bowen. Where,
no, I didn't. My family, when they came from Scotland, that's where they all declared.
Right. So you know something about the history of that place?
No, very little. But I know we have family links there.
Fantastic. That's incredible.
It's a bit spooky.
It's a bit spooky, isn't it? But that's going to give you a real kind of ground in that novel. It's going to help a lot.
I've read The Chain of Jimmy Blacksmith.
Yeah.
I know there's another book about an escaped convict who was taken in down in Melbourne area.
Yeah.
Do you know this book?
No, not offhand.
Well, there's so little information about Indigenous Oregon. I've got to get into a Facebook
group.
Fantastic. My hobby interest.
That's great.
From anywhere.
Fantastic. So have you started reading Remembering Babylon yet?
I read through the film and the kids are still playing.
They haven't come across Jemmy yet. He appears on this fence. Well, that's great. Well, you think you can get into that this week?
I should be able to, at least a third.
Fantastic. I'll be interested to see how you go.
Once I get my stride with it.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, what you said about your response to Alice Walker is so understandable. But if you don't have a connection with it, it's boring. But, you know, my job and my duty is to try and find things that bring some life out of you.
Okay,
I'm really pleased that, you know, you've got this Bukowski. I was so pleased to hear about your connection with Bowen. That's fantastic. For me as a teacher, it's great to find...
It's spooky.
It is spooky, yeah.
I look at these cultures, from the big Berlin ancestor, what's it that they're behind us?
Yeah.
And I wonder how them being farmers and me being Australian and now this is my home, how we would have interacted back then. And as being farmers, it may not have been nice. Maybe you can make peace in a spiritual sense.
That's right.
That's weird.
Maybe you can repair the past in some way.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We don't know what's around the corner with the way the world's going.
You don't. Anyway, I'm pleased that you've made a connection now. Keep it there. Great.
Right, thanks.
See you next week. Are you going to get your bike off or you got to drag this guy out? Ray.
See you, guys.
And you got to drag Ray out?
Yeah, Ray, please. What do you want? Thank you.
So you're going to head off, Scott?
I just bought one of those chicken and salad. It was nice. I'm sure it's chicken.
Shall I go off your recommendation then?
Yeah, I've just got another one there.
What is it?
Chicken and salad. It's nice.
Who makes these fantastic rolls?
The cafe around the corner, but I'm absolutely devastated because they just had their rent upped. I love these guys. They're the sweetest people. I get my coffee there every morning.
Yeah.
And they just upped their rent by $15,000
a year. You're kidding.
And they're having to close, which means that halfway in at the end of the month I'm gonna find alternatives.
Hey, where are they?
Just what here on Crown Street.
Oh, what are they called?
La Miche.
And they're gonna close.
Yeah.
When? Very quickly.
End of the month.
That's it. They're not paying that extra $15,000.
They've only been up and running for 12 months.
Oh.
And yeah.
That won't hit them. They're building up their clientele.
Yeah.
Listen, these landlords have got to stop being so greedy. There's so many empty shops, and councils are trying to stop all that. They're trying, you know, some landlords leave their shops empty. You know, they don't want rent, you know what I mean? They're just queuing money, you know, because land values and stuff. But they need to make these shops, you know, and it adds to the flavour of, they just got to come down more.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's a really timely thing. Now, I don't know if the landlord thinks he's going to get a rent anyway, so...
So do you know how much the rent's going to be per year?
No,
out of interest?
Just that, that's just how much they said it was going to increase by.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
That was the one
that
was you, wasn't it?
No, 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 he's fine. I didn't want to do much to him. He's wonderful, that man. And then he did something with Scott.
Yeah.
And he has to go at 6.
Oh, he has to go at 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And also, I don't know, someone's talking to him about Friday. I don't know if he comes here Friday.
He does. He's got a financial literacy.
Yeah.
Oh, does
yeah.
he? Teaches it, does he?
Yes. All the residents hate it, but I make them go.
Oh, wow.
I know, I'm so
I'm a bit concerned because
they will start writing
their
essay.
They're going to not have the
learning. Well, they
have
another
learning.
Right. So we've got Adelaide with that learning. Ray's opting to work himself and then I'll put the... This is his group subject, so he's trying to, you know, become more independent.
Right.
Francis is with me. Romy's got his regular, Josh's got his regular, and Hannah's come for Colin. Fernanda's with. So really the borderlines are Yvette and Scott, and they're both lines. I don't think Yvette would finish.
Don't you?
No.
Really?
She's tried before. She ran and she,
okay?
She was getting a panic attack tonight. She just took off.
Yvette did she?
Mm.
Oh, it's a pity I had a conversation with her at the start trying to tell how good her writing was.
Yeah, well, I did the same thing. But she said she's going to write it and do it on
She's already read the novel once through.
Yeah. I'm going to reimburse her. She bought that novel herself, so I'm going to reimburse
That's good.
And she actually found the invoice. Can you believe it? She's like,
I didn't write
it. She's like, I cleaned up my house and I found the invoice.
Said, okay.
Fantastic. I can give that to Catherine. And, but anyway, you know, miracles happen all the time in this course.
Michael, have
yep.
we got any D.H. Lawrence? Because I love Woman and Love, and
yep.
I love Sons and Lovers. There's just something sort of, and also because
yep.
he was brought up in Yorkshire, you know, coal mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sons and Lovers, I think they're sort of a melancholy coming through, which I love too.
Mm.
And I like Woman and Love, and I liked actually the movie. I thought it was very. Did you ever see it?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Oliver Reed and Ellen Bates. And
no, I love Sons and Lovers, and I love both of those novels. And The Rainbow.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
The Rainbow.
Is it set in Australia? He
no.
did come out. Oh, he did Kangaroo.
The Kangaroo, yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
Mm.
Okay, I'll
but,
put that on my list.
It's a long time since I used to teach a story called Saint Maur by Lawrence about Wales and about the Celtic heritage and its conflict with England. Fantastic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's it called again? The
Saint
Maur.
Saint Maur. M-A-W-R.
Oh.
Saint Maur.
Sounds
Yeah, very much so.
Mm. Was it just a short story?
No, it was a novella. A short novella, about 100 pages long.
But it's not well known.
It's quite well known.
Oh, amongst literary people. Commercially.
Commercially not so well known.
No. Because, I mean, let's say Sons and Lovers is my favourite book.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
You nearly finished your shift?
When everyone goes, then I'll go.
Okay.
Mm. Wednesdays. I know. Wednesdays are a long day for me.
What time do you start?
I was here at 8 this morning.
Yeah, Wednesday's a long day for me too.
Mm.
I start teaching at 8. So actually, you'd be there at 7 this morning.
My God.
Yeah.
It
does.
Nice. I can't even notice that I'm here for that long. Sort of
And the students are good. Neil is fantastic.
See?
Brilliant.
He's a very interesting character.
Yeah, he is.
Neil. He's made a lot of progress already.
He's got incredible creativity in him. It's just amazing.
And he's been good the last couple of days. He's been good. Yeah. He has a good day and a bad day.
Does he? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And but when he's having a good day, he's having a really good day.
Yeah, like, I've got the feeling he is. Well. Yeah.
Is that, you know?
Yeah. And he's been good this week.
So. I found Father's Day card.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Okay, well, I better head off. I'm supposed to be home for a dinner appointment at 7:30, so I better move it.
Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Pleasure.
Have a lovely week.
See you next week.
I can't believe next week's 6.
Emma's going to take the box for one more week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week I'll bundle it up and take it. I've only sold 2 so far. I don't think I'll sell any more, probably.
No, I don't think so, because they haven't got their stuff on it.
They haven't, that's right. They want a new edition with their stuff in it.
Exactly. I mean, there's always an equal. You could set up an equal.
That's a very good idea. Not hard to do. Not hard to do it at all.
It's a bit like that portfolio that they do.
That's right. Yes, that's right. I could. Yeah, that's right.
They could attach it to their books.
They could. You've seeded a very good idea. That's right.
And then next course, you can
refer it back to that. That's right. Okay, you do that. The best of 2017. Yeah, that's right.
I will take it if we got a copy of the book.
If what?
If I could get a PDF copy of the book.
A PDF copy of the book.
If we use the Adobe Reader.
Adobe Reader, yeah, you can use that.
Will that read it?
Yeah, of course it will.
So that's what we need.
For the new book? For the new
No, for Remembering Babylon. Sorry, I've changed the subject.
Oh, for Remembering... Oh, no, I don't have a PDF of Remembering Babylon. I don't know if one exists.
It's worth a look, though.
So what reader were you thinking of?
Adobe Reader.
Oh, Adobe Reader, as in turning it into audio... I've never used.
Because what my nephew does is he finds text,
yeah,
and he hates reading. Right? He says, oh, get bored. So he plays with it, and you get someone who speaks Indian English. Or, I mean, yeah, I guess what adolescents do, but they read it. I mean, there's not a lot of expression in the white face or anything.
I'm sure
like
that it is available as a PDF. I'm sure it's available on Kindle, for example.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure whether in Kindle you can open it with Adobe Reader. I'd have
no,
to explore
it's,
that.
It's, there's no audio. So, yeah, actually, well, that would be worth the exploration.
It would.
If you buy a Kindle version, can you then open it with an Adobe Reader too?
I've got Kindle, and I'm not sure whether you can save it then as a PDF. I'll have a bit of a look into that.
Yeah, because that might be a way.
Yeah.
Someone like Simon or anything.
Yeah, I know. I know he was describing to me what he was doing. It sounded horrendous. Yeah. It did. It sounded a nightmare. Who's Garrett?
The ones who published the anthology.
Yeah.
They might have some connections.
They could. All right. See you next week.